Senator Lisa Murkowski is positioning for a fight to keep her lead in this year's Senate race. The incumbent credits rural Alaska with putting her ballot return count ahead of opponent Joe Miller, but admits there is a long way to go before she can claim victory. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
An elated Lisa Murkowski told reporters Wednesday that her efforts to educate voters on how to spell her name have clearly worked.
This was our biggest concern as a campaign, was that we would teach people how to spell Murkowski, they would get that part of it right, and they would fail to fill in that oval. Well, 81,000 people got the message that they needed to fill in the oval. It was registered by the machines.
But it is not known yet if all those ovals are in front of Murkowski's name. Murkowski said that the State Division of Elections hasn't made it clear yet what version of her name election workers will accept.
Well, what they have publicly said is that they will look to discern the intent of the voter. That does leave some gray area there, most clearly. But what they haven't said is that there is a requirement that it must be spelled absolutely 100% correctly. But they haven't said that. They've said that they look to the intent of the voter. So this is where you will have those discussions, that debate over is a Y instead of an I enough to throw it out. I would certainly argue that the intent of the voter was to support Lisa Murkowski.
All of Alaska's precincts reported in by yesterday, showing that close to 41% of voters cast write-in ballots. Murkowski is crediting a strong Alaska Native write-in vote to help her gain the advantage in the Senate race. She said it could be the first time that a minority vote so influenced an election.
In places like Shishmaref, we took about 85% of that vote. In Fairbanks, to know that we took Joe Miller's home district, that's also pretty satisfying there. Bethel, at about 5-1 in the Bethel area, 4-1 in the North Slope area.
One of those voters, Anchorage's Heidi Moore, said election evening that she made sure folks back home in Amonok knew the drill.
I actually texted my cousins Murkowski right before they went in, because I told them if you spell it wrong, then it won't count, so get it right.
The State Division of Elections has decided to start tallying write-in ballots next Wednesday. More than 31,000 absentee ballots were issued, and about 26,000 of them are in but not counted yet. Murkowski is taking steps to make sure that all the votes intended for her are counted.
I want to make sure that each and every Alaskan who has cast a vote in this election knows that we are watching to make sure that their vote is going to be counted. It's as simple as that.
Murkowski is bringing in a team of lawyers to prepare a defense for any legal challenges that may come after the count of write-in votes. She said the team will include attorney Tim McKeever and Republican election attorney Ben Ginsburg. Wednesday, Murkowski announced the creation of an Alaska Voter Protection Fund, a legal defense fund that will pay for the defense of any challenges. I'm Ellen Lockyer.